Joining me for Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, Scott Brinklow. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm great. Yeah, I'm doing really good. Staying healthy.
Good. That is good news. And you work in a pretty, busy place, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, I teach here at the high school in Tisdale.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are doing good, though? Everybody's wearing their masks and staying away from each other?
We're doing our best to wear masks and social distance, and we've been lucky here, fortunate.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm betting that not only the students, but the staff looking forward to a little Christmas break.
Oh, is that coming soon?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just around the corner.
three and a half days, but nobody's counting.
Nobody's counting. Well, Scott, I mean, besides the wonderful work you do as a teacher, you are also a very, very talented individual. How long have you been singing for?
More than I would like to, probably since I was, seven or eight.
Right.
Singing at church, singing in choirs. But yeah, I've been singing for quite a while. Playing guitar is a different animal. I've kind of picked that up in the last couple of years. But,
right.
But no, it's singing and writing has really been a 2-year process.
Okay.
Funny thing with this song is I wrote it 30 years ago and just now finally recording it.
Really?
So, yeah, it was a crazy story. We were having to sing at church the next day, and so I called a friend of mine up, Adrian Lester, and we met at the church and went through all the song books because this was before the internet and before we could download music.
Right.
And so we were looking through all the song books that were there, and we spent 2 hours looking for a song to sing and couldn't find anything. And I finally said to him, we could have written a song faster than the time it's taken us to look for a song.
Yeah.
And so we did.
Well, there you go.
20 minutes later, we were recording this on a cassette tape and performing it the next day.
Oh my goodness. Well, the song that we're talking about is The Angels Sang, and it's wonderful. Right. When you recorded it recently, I'm guessing you got a lot of help too, didn't you?
Yeah, the people that I play with at church were all in, they wanted to be part of it, and called a favor of a friend of a, son of a friend, Josh Parkman, who works with Exalt Recording. He came up and to Tisdale, and we recorded in 2 different weekends, instruments and the voices. Had people from our church come and be the background vocals for that.
So, well, yeah, it sounds like there's quite a choir with you there, Scott.
Yeah, there's about 15 or 20 people spread out, and it was good. We picked them all up with the condenser mics, and it worked out really well.
Wonderful. Now tell us a little bit about Shake the Atmosphere. Now this is a group I'm guessing you've been with for a while. You, of course, vocals and acoustic guitar, keyboards, backup vocals, Leanne Brinklow. We've also got lead guitar Jordan Trashel, bass guitar and vocals Zach Stone, drums Gavin Cooper, and as a special guest on the ganjo for this recording, Nigel Labossier.
Yeah, Shake the Atmosphere is just kind of a collective of people who play at our church, and there's backup singers, there's guitar players. The five of us have kind of stayed together as a band for the last 6 or so years.
Anyway, okay.
When I kind of took the initiative to record some of this music, I said, are you guys on board? And they're like, well, of course. So we have an EP coming out probably early January. And while we were recording the EP, it's like, yeah, I really want to do this. The Angels Sang. We won't put it on the EP, but I just want to release it as a single and try to get it out before Christmas.
Your EP, how many songs are going to be on that, Scott?
Just 6.
Well, 6 is good. 6 is a great start.
It's a start, yeah. Kind of a cool story. After writing the song, I did my internship at St. Mary in PA. I was part of the choir that they had just for something to do as an intern. And I remember one time we were sitting in the student lounge. It used to be up in the top southwest corner of the school. I don't know where it is now with all the renovations they've
done.
Right,
yeah.
I remember one of the guys going, hey, can we sing that song that you wrote? And I'm like, right now in the lounge? And they're like, yeah, that'd be so cool. And I was like, okay. So we sang it, and it was cool because it kind of had the, that gospel choir sound to it, because there's about 10 guys all gathered around me as we were singing, and the angels sang, hallelujah. And so it was cool. And then
that would be cool.
That was kind of how I kind of pictured the song being, with a big choir in the background.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like 2 years later that this whole Jimmy Jangle with the guitars and the banjo and that thought process or idea came to me. And so that's, the song kind of evolved really quickly after we changed the style of it.
So if people want information on Shake the Atmosphere and stuff like that and listen to more music, I know we're posting the lyric video for The Angel Sang, as well as the links to your websites and stuff. But let people know where they can find you, Scott.
Well, they can find us on Facebook at Shake the Atmosphere. And we also have a website, shaketheatmosphereworship.com. And those are our two main, I guess I also have an Instagram account that I kind of, some information up on there too.
Okay.
So we're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, you're everywhere. That's great. That is wonderful stuff. It makes it easy for people to find you. This is wonderful. The Angels Sang, we're going to post it up, and it, I'm sure will become a new holiday favorite for tons of people. Thanks so much for sharing this, Scott.
That would be cool. All right. Well, thank you for having me.